welcome to Road Talk, Navigating Your Journey, where it is our mission to empower Christians with boldness and courage in every place. This is Jacob Hawk, the host of this podcast. You may be sitting in your car in traffic, walking in your neighborhood, exercising at the gym, or just trying to relax after a long day, but we are thrilled that you have joined us to spend time in God's Word. For more content, writings, podcasts, and other materials, I invite you to visit drjacobhawk.com. May God bless you richly and have a great day. Welcome back to Road Talk, Navigating Your Journey. This is Jacob Hawk, the host of this podcast, and we are currently in a series on dating and marriage that I have entitled Before I Do, Discussions Before the Altar. For this month, the whole summer, and really the remainder of 2024, I'm going to be teaching on topics which have been submitted by members of the Discover Young Adults Ministry here at Preston Crest. Many of them are in their 20s and 30s, but a lot of these topics are asked by people of all ages, so I invite you to join on in with the discussion, open your Bible if you have one, and really think about these very important topics. Last week, in the first lesson of this series on dating and marriage, particularly important things to consider before marriage, we talked about the person that you should date, hypothetically speaking. Names are not listed for obvious reasons, but this is the type of person I would be looking for. Today, in episode 107, we're going to take a shift, and this is not the person that you should be looking for. This is the person that you should run from. In the title of this episode, The Person I Should Dump. What is it that keeps people from ending a relationship long after they should? Honestly, why does it take so long? Well, there are many reasons for that, but some of the most common ones, some of the most common questions that people ask, how do I have that conversation? And once I have that conversation, once we break up, what if I don't find someone else? And what will others think about me once we break up? Will I be quote-unquote blacklisted, where other guys won't want to date me because I broke up with one of their buddies, or other girls won't want to date me because I broke up with one of their girlfriends? You know, is my dating career in this community over? Will I be someone who is viewed as a monster because I ended a relationship? These are all vital and fair questions that one should ask. But I think if you can observe or see any of the qualities in people that I'm about to mention, having the conversation of ending the relationship really won't be that difficult. So in the last episode, we talked about four qualities that you should look for in a person that you should date. Today, we're going to talk about five D's for the person that you should dump. If you see a few or all of these attributes in someone, run. Number one, the first D for the person that you should dump is someone who is a discourager. Like it or not, there can be a lot of discouragement that can take place in dating. Maybe the other person is hesitant to support your plans or the goals that you have for your life. Maybe they aren't willing to share deep conversations with you, especially after you've shared a deep conversation with them. Maybe they don't want to participate in your hobbies or interests, or they really don't want to get to know your family. All of these things can be very discouraging. And the truth is, if you find more encouragement from the people you aren't dating than the person you are dating, you shouldn't be dating that person. Let me say that again, a little bit louder for the people in the back. If you find more encouragement from the people you aren't dating than the person you are dating, you shouldn't be dating that person. If they are a discouragement to you, dump them. Leave the relationship. Number two, someone who is a disparager. What is the difference between a discourager and a disparager? Well, a discourager doesn't really get you excited about life. But a disparager is someone who puts you down at their own satisfaction. Paul would describe this in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 29, when he would say, "Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building up others according to their needs." Of all the relationships in life for this to matter, building people up, dating and eventually marriage is the most important relationship for this to be a priority. If the person you are dating is the person who puts you down the most, you need to run from that relationship. Because one day your spouse should be your best friend and your biggest supporter. And the fact is, if they put others down, you need to notice that. Because it's a sign of very low self-esteem. And the disparagement will eventually pour over to you. Number three, the third D for the person that you should dump, someone who is a deceiver, someone who's not honest. And you can quickly see if someone is a deceiver even in dating. It may be where they are, how they spend their time, if they're living a hypocritical life, that they are pretending to be someone that they aren't. And if they can't be trusted in the small things, how can they be trusted in the big things? In fact, Jesus made that almost exact statement, Luke chapter 16, verse 10. Whoever can be trusted with very little can also be trusted with much, and whoever is dishonest with very little will also be dishonest with much. If you can't trust them in the tryout stage that we call dating, you certainly can't trust them once they've made the team, which we call marriage. If they're a deceiver, leave that relationship. Number four, distractor. How can a dating relationship distract us? Well, we might lose ourselves in the relationship. We might compromise our values. We might lose some friends. We spend all of our time with that person rather than the people we knew before, and it costs us relationships. Most importantly, that person can keep us from living a holy life. Paul would write in Philippians chapter 3, verse 14, "I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus." Anyone that distracts us from that goal and that prize that Paul is describing in Philippians 3 is not worth it. They might be a good person, but they are not good for us, and we need to leave that relationship. Number five, the fifth D for the person that you should dump, someone who is a dead end. I said this in the last episode, I'll say it again. The purpose for dating is to learn if someone is a good fit to be a spouse. If you don't see the dating relationship leading to a marriage, you need to end that relationship. Now again, where we started, a lot of people keep a relationship going long after it should because they don't know how to end it. They're worried about having the conversation. They're worried about what other people are going to think about them. They're worried about whether or not they're going to be blacklisted and just kind of viewed as someone who is not dateable because they broke off something that was a really good thing. I want to close today with a different view to overcome that fear, what I'm calling the right view of a breakup. When you break up with someone who is not right for you and someone that you're not right for, you are providing them and you are providing yourself the chance to find true happiness and love. I want to say that again. You are providing them and you are providing yourself the chance to find true happiness and love. I recently read a book on leadership and management, and the author of the book kind of used this analogy when it comes time to fire someone at the company. And he makes the argument that a lot of employers are scared to fire employees that they know are doing a poor job, and so they keep them on longer than they should because they don't want to have the conversation. They don't want to hurt their feelings. They don't want to destroy their goals. But the author of the book says if the employer can change his mindset that he's not letting them go as much as he is giving them an opportunity to succeed elsewhere, having that conversation is not as scary. This conversation is only a mean conversation if it's handled in a mean way. But if it is handled with grace, you are doing them and you are doing yourself a favor, because you are providing them and yourself with a chance to find true happiness and love. So the 5 D's for the person that you should dump: someone who is a discourager, someone who is a disparager, someone who is a deceiver, someone who is a distractor, and someone who is ultimately a dead end. As always, thank you for spending your time with us here today at Road Talk. Keep your eyes on heaven, and I can't wait to talk with you next time. God bless.